America's chronic overreaction to terrorism with the headline you wrote, "We have created an economy of fear, an industry of fear, a national psychology of fear. Al-Qaeda could have never achieved that on its own. We have inflicted it on ourselves."
Look, fundamentally, there are two sets of questions that apply in the war against terrorism. The one set of questions deals with the where is it going to happen, what's going to happen, when is it going to happen. The other set of questions deals with what is it that our enemy, the terrorists, are trying to achieve? What are they trying to induce us to do? Take a look at what's been happening over the past week. With a conference call, Al-Qaeda has effectively shut down 20 U.S. embassies around North Africa and the Middle East. We just had the president of Yemen here for a meeting with President Obama. He goes back feeling wonderful about his new relationship with the president. Next thing the president does is says, in effect, "Sorry, but we don't trust you Yemenis to protect our embassies, so in effect we shut down our embassy. We have an emergency evacuation." What does that do to our relationship in the rest of the in the rest of North Africa? What does that do in our relationship in the Middle East with all of these governments? The terrorists have achieved more with one phone call than we have achieved with all our response.